Welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support Amatic's mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today we'll be interviewing Lisa Feynman and Jennifer Ackerman, two leaders in Amatic. Okay, Lisa, what are some of the things that Project Access is focused on right now?
Well, we'll be starting cohort 17 this fall in Phoenix, which will finish up in Toronto, and cohort 16 will be finishing up this year in Phoenix. We did manage to get a nice group of applicants this year, despite the pandemic. And so we're really looking forward to getting to meet in person again for the first time in 2 years.
And Jen, what about ITL? What are you guys focused on right now?
We have just completed the second forum for the position statement on proctored testing for courses taught at a distance. The forums have really provided some good input to help strengthen the statement before it goes before the delegate assembly in Phoenix.
What is the vision for your community as far as the near future?
After working on the position statement, I think that we're looking forward to having it support faculty during these really difficult times and helping faculty administrators look at assessment needs for students. We have a themed session coming up in Phoenix on assessment. So I think that's where we're really trying to help support faculty within this new hybrid, high-flex environment that we're all teaching in.
Very interesting. And Lisa, as far as Project Access, why did you initially get involved with Project Access?
I learned about Project Access when I was still an adjunct. I went to an Amatic conference in DC and heard about it. So as soon as I became full-time, and this was back in 2011, I decided that I wanted to join this community for new two-year college faculty and fell in love with the idea of sharing ideas with not just people at my school, but around the country and using them as a springboard for new ideas and support and feedback and bouncing those ideas off each other. So right now, giving back to Project Access is what I've chosen to do as the coordinator. And I encourage anybody who has new faculty at their school to have them join as well.
And what are some of the qualifications that they need to have as if a new faculty wanted to join Project Access?
Okay, they need to be in their first 4 years of full-time teaching at a community college or college in their first 2 years. It does not exclude people who have taught high school for 20 years or anything like that. It's for those people. Also, if your school is a school that offers four-year degrees as well, but you're primarily focused on the first 2 years in the associate degree type programs, you are also encouraged to apply.
Interesting. And Jen, why did you initially join the ITL committee?
It was to participate in the Ignite event at an Amatic conference. It was nice. So much fun. And I can't even remember. I think I attended an Ignite at one of my very first Amatic conferences. And it was so much fun. I wanted to participate. And that's how I met everyone and got involved in the community.
And then in terms of you guys have been obviously involved in Amatic for a number of years. What are some of the best resources that have helped you along the way for either Project Access or for ITL committee?
For me, for the resources that have helped with the ITL committee are, the conferences are amazing. And the number of people who are presenting innovative ideas, the fact that there's so many sessions and you're learning so much that that's been an incredible support for faculty trying to see innovative ways or strategies to incorporate into their teaching. And then the new MyAmatic community has really helped provide some forums for discussions and sharing ideas.
And what about you, Lisa?
For me, it's definitely the connections with the people that have become my greatest resource. Even if you've heard a good talk and you get ideas from it, it's talking with other people after the sessions, in the evening, outside of the conference that really get the ideas flowing and have given me the most support along the way.
Let me ask Lisa, who has been your biggest supporter or mentor or role model over the course of your career?
I know this sounds completely cheesy, but my best supporter has actually been my kids. They're adults now, but they've been supportive when I was part-time, when I was full-time, going back to school this year for a doctorate degree. I would definitely have to say them.
That's awesome. What about you, Jen? Who has been one of your biggest supporters or role models?
Our college had a grant that brought in specialists. And that's how I met Dr. Maria Anderson, came in and talked about active learning and these innovative ways of teaching. And so, yes, Dr. Maria Anderson's had a really positive impact on my teaching and career. She's been very supportive.
And Lisa, what's something about you that most people wouldn't know?
Well, one thing is actually about 4 years ago, I decided to become what's called a non-directed living kidney donor. So I donated my kidney to a total stranger. It's somewhere out in California. I don't know where it went. And giving the gift of life is actually a pretty cool thing, but it's something that anybody can do in some form or fashion.
What about you, Jen? What's something about you that most people familiar wouldn't know?
That I had a career before I went into teaching. I kind of came through teaching in the back door, but that I worked with the Census Bureau and at a bank marketing company and then with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Hey, where can our listeners connect with you offline, Jen?
Well, I welcome you to join the ITL community page on myamatic.com. You can email me. I also am part of the equity committee and have some responses to the impact in action from the last summer focus on equity. And then we have this month's online resources and blogs where we're going to be talking about student success.
Outstanding. What about you, Lisa? Where can listeners connect with you offline?
The easiest way to find me would also be through email. If you have any questions about Project Access or want me to reach out to new faculty at your school because you may not know enough about Project Access to share that with them, I'd be happy to do so anytime.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. Until then, continue to make an impact every day.